Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. And pretty soon, your New Trends Journal will be out live. Yep, we're giving you everything that we can. And here's the cover. Mainstream media, prostitutes. Yep, media whores who jerk the public off with click porn. That's all they are. Prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Oh, don't believe me? Why don't we look, again, don't subscribe to the Trends Journal at $2.59 a week. Almost 200 pages average every week, and you can read what you want. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal or the New York Slime, the toilet paper record. $6 for the Sunday edition, and look at the stupid shit that they give you. All right? What's that? Oh, this is Styles. Oh, that's opinion. I mean, go back to opinion. Who the fuck would want to swallow the shit coming out of that clown's mouth? Oh, that's an opinion. Yep. One after another. Oh, design. Oh, look at the design by the little clown sitting there. That's the design. A whole fucking page. Yep. Oh, arts and leisure. Yeah. You go to sleep on the arts and leisure. Yep. Oh, that's, you know, one piece of crap after another. Page after page, after page, after page. Nothing there. They used to have, here, that's the business section. Can you believe this? Business? How about monkey fucking business? Yep. Can you believe it? Once upon a time, they used to have print there. Yeah, that's what it used to look like not too long ago. These are the facts. They used to have print on the pages. But they've done away with it because they don't have journalists anymore. They're little slime balls. They're prostitutes spewing out shit. Anyway, we're giving you everything we can. So support us because we're supporting you. And the more subscribers we have, the more the word of freedom, peace, and justice will get out there. And to prepare, prevail, and prosper, which this stuff isn't giving you. We're giving you everything we can. So let's take a look at the markets today. But hey, back in positive territory, the S&P 500 was down about 17%. And now it's, boop, back up there. Markets are back up. You know why? Because, again, two of your top trends this year, trump card and wild card. Please play in that trump card. And they keep playing that wild card. You don't know where it's going to go. So now, let's see. The S&P 500 rose at back, blah, blah, blah. The NASDAQ was up 1.6%. The Dow was down, actually, almost 270 points. But shares of NVIDIA went up 5.6% on news that the company would send 18,000 of its top artificial intelligence chips to Saudi Arabia. Huh, what a coincidence. Isn't Trump in Saudi Arabia? Oh, yeah, where his sons and son-in-law. Oh, his son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudi gang. Oh, and they're building all these Trump towers and all these developments in the Middle East. In Qatar. Yeah. United Arab Emirates. Oh, and the crypto club. And what a surprise. It's right in front of everybody's eyes. And we said this. So this is important. This is important. The inflation numbers came down too today. They were lower than expected. But, you know, they're not real numbers, but they came in at 2.3% this year. This is the lowest since 2021. Oh, the 2021? And they started printing all the fake money to keep artificially propping up the economy when they locked down everything down and brought interest rates down to zero that 2021. So anyway, very important. two things. First, on the Trump tariff issue. Again, he did an about-face with the UK, but gave him a deal. And then with China, I'm going to give him 145% tariff. And he brought it down to 30%, which is still very high. And again, I'm pro-tariff. And I think they're downplaying what Trump did with China. I think it was a success so far, because a 30% tariff on Chinese goods, while they're only charging a 10% tariff on U.S. goods, it's a positive for Trump. But that's not the way the media is reporting it. And again, it's not what we like, what we want, what we wish for. We call it like it is. And people aren't calling it like I am with the Trends Journal. This is a positive on Trump's tariffs. And now the deal he just made in Saudi Arabia, they're going to invest, what, $600 billion in 4 years? Actually, that's chump change, ain't a lot of dough. And $150 billion of that's going to the military industrial complex, plus, buying Boeing beyond that. So it's not a lot of dough, but it's a positive. And that's why the markets are reversing themselves. As we said, it's the Trump card. You don't know how it's going to be played. And on the Middle East, with all of the investment going on over there with his son-in-law and sons and his companies, they may push for a Middle East peace because it's about the bottom line. So Trump went pro-Israel when he got the $100 million from the Adelsons. Move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Hey, Israel, you know that land you stole? Don't worry about it. It's yours. Oh, now he wants to do a deal with Syria. Maybe open up a Trump Tower there too. So there may be a Middle East peace because he's getting a lot more dough from the Arabs than the Zionists. It's all about the bottom line. So this is a positive. You know, money talks, bullshit walks. And then Bitcoin, no surprise to Trends Journal subscribers. How long have we been saying this? The crypto club is in the Trump team. His kids are in the deal. The Lutnick, Witnick guys, Kidner. It's one after another. Or the Middle East envoy. Yeah, bullshit. So you're looking at Bitcoin, as we went on the air, it was 104.45K, 104,000 and change, 104,000. And now they're talking about this being, you know, the currency of the future. So as long as the crypto club is in there, the prices are going to keep going up in Bitcoin and in other coins that you play in it. Again, it's the people in charge. And gold went up a little bit today, closed at what? 12,050. It was up 2,000, excuse me. It went up $12.50. It closed at $3,249 an ounce. So it's down from its $3,500 high, but it's still up there. And again, nothing goes straight up or straight down. And with the tariff deals being more positive, that's a negative for gold. But long term, we're very bullish on gold, and there's a lot more to be seen. There are a lot of wild cards that are going to be played, and we don't know how they're going to play out. And on your, again, in your economic update, and that's what it's all about. By the way, you go back to CNBC yesterday. China sees the U.S. trade deal as a huge win for Beijing. We don't see that at all. Again, they lost. They're only 10% tariff on U.S. goods, a 30% tariff on Chinese goods. But again, that's the way the prostitutes put it out there. And there's another article here from The Guardian. Trump might claim China tariff victory, but this is capitulation day. We don't see it like that. Again, only by the facts. So there's a 90-day pause, so we don't know what's going to happen, and anything goes. And this is going to be wild, wild time. I mean, Trump's what, in what, about 120 days in office? And look at this wild ride. And again, you got to watch what he's doing in the Middle East. This is very important. And again, I didn't think this was going to happen like this. But again, the money's talking. And the facts are coming out. All the money that his family's invested in the Middle East. And now again, talking about it with Syria. So now you go on to your Trends Journal, the new edition. And again, trends on the economic and the market front. Economic update, whole market overview, where EV sales are going. Stock buybacks ramping up again, which is very good for the markets. How long will that go on? How long will it last? We don't know. And now there's more and more talk about the death of the dollar. Matter of fact, JP Morgan came out. They said they could see the dollar going down another 20%. Very important. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. End of story. Now let's go back and look at what's going on with the new inflation data. Oh, it was lower than expected. That gives the Fed more room to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates fall, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. What else do we have? Special report, Trump's tariffs, the ups and downs, for better and for worse. Again, one article after another about how the tariffs are hitting the positives and the negatives. The bigs keep getting bigger, and each week, again, what you're getting in no other magazine, been doing this for well over 100 plus weeks, talking about when the economy falls, jobs go with it, the real cutbacks in jobs. The jobs that are being created by the facts are low-paying jobs in the healthcare, social service, and other areas where you're not paying a lot of dough. You know, retail, restaurants, not high-paying wages. And again, when the economies go down, you look at all the businesses going out of business. Each week we are reporting this. What else do we have here? The Israel war. Yep. You ready? An article in the Trends Journal this week. Can't call him an anti-Semite. It's Israel's former defense minister says Israel's committing genocide. That's right. So I said what's going to happen with Trump in the Middle East. If you got to look at the facts. He's getting all this dough, man, and he's over there having a high time. But Israel's going to do everything they can to keep ramping up this war. They don't give a fuck what Trump is doing. You got another maniac group over there doing what they want to do. The pressure that Trump puts on Israel will be, we think, next to nothing. Israel will continue to ramp up their genocide. Again, your articles are in your Trends Journal about what they're doing, about Israel to flatten Gaza. Another Gaza, Israel wrecks the West Bank in relentless offensive. Again, it's not an offensive. It's really a defensive. It's unfensible. You have no right fucking being there. You're invaders of a foreign country invading the West Bank in violation of the Geneva Convention, Article 242 of the United Nations. And by the way, this Houthi American war stopped. Remember, and when Trump said he was going to annihilate the Houthis? They were losing. They weren't beating him. Well over $1 billion worth of cost America to fight this thing. Not that they care about the money, but they were losing. But now Israel's going to ramp up the war with Yemen. I'm telling you, Israel, going to do everything they can they can to keep this war going. Houthis keep attacking Israel even after a truce with the U.S. Israel carries out major attacks on Lebanon. Then we have the Yemen death toll, the Gaza death toll, featured guest articles by the Rutherford Institute, John and Nisha Whitehead, martial law disguised as law and order, the oldest trick in the authoritarian playbook. Featured article by Dr. Joseph Mercola, global obesity rates surging. Yep. And why and what to do. An article, at best, we have 32 years left. Here's the proof. Gregory Mannarino. And again, you want to know about technocracy? Of course, it's everywhere and only going to get much, much, much worse. Again, the articles by the Rutherford Institute, on and on and on. And that's Joe Duran, the technocracy man. No cat knows more about what's going on than him. And again, one of his books, The Synthetic Devolution. That's another one he has over here, Be Human. Yeah. You go to Amazon, get them, Joe Duran. Yeah, look at the size of these things. We're giving you everything we can, as is Duran and the others. We have a very dedicated crew of people. But we're giving you, you're not going to find anywhere else. So subscribe to the Trends Journal. We need your support. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do to give peace, freedom, life, liberty, and pursuit of justice back to the world. And we're leading you to show you the ups and downs, the economy, where we see growth, and the motto is think for yourself. We give you our trends analysis, our trend forecasts, but you take your own. We don't tell you what to do. We have no ads in this magazine. Zero, nada. Nobody tells us what to do. What else we got here? Trends in geopolitics. You know, these populist parties, you saw what happened in the UK with Farage. We've been forecasting, this is old news to Trends Journal, people are tired of the ruling parties in most countries. The United States needs a new third party. If Trump wasn't in office, people would hate both of the Republicans and Democrats. I mean, who are they bringing up in the Democrat side? Little AOC and Bernie Sanders? They get the fuck out of here. And who do you got after Trump leaves? You got nobody on the Republican side. It's a time for a new third party, but you only could do it with dough. No money, you don't go anywhere. Whole big article on trends in the presidential reality show. And that's what it is. We own that trademark. It's a reality show. Trump is a pro at it. And he's giving it to you time after time. Now, what's going to go on with the Ukraine war? We see no end in sight. Nope. Russia's not going to give up the land they got. And they had a vote again in Crimea in 2014, where over, I think, about 85% of the people went out to vote. And 97% of them voted to leave Ukraine and go into the Russian Federation. They're not going to give it back. And Russia has their seaport there. But you have your other articles in your Trends Journal about all the military buildup going on in Europe and the money going into Ukraine to keep fighting this. And word came out that more money today went from the Trump administration to Ukraine to fight the war. I don't know if that's true. I have to check it out. And whole bunch of articles. Oh, there's an article in here. Biden's Gaza pier was even more a disaster than previously known. Not according to the Trends Journal. We said back when they sold that bullshit lie under Anthony Blinken, back when the genocide was going on through the Genocide Joe's administration, we said it was a lot of bullshit and just a waste of fucking money. And that's exactly what it turned out to be. Trends I views, trends in high-tech science, and two sections of trends in AI. AI, we own you. It's the future. And again, NVIDIA's stock went up. We got a number of articles in here that keep our forecast going that China is going to lead the AI world. and you're going to see a dot-com bust that nobody's talking about. And watch out for the office building bust that's ramping up, because now those leases, remember the COVID war happened 5 years ago, and leases have 5-10 year leases. These leases are running out. It's run out time. And you're going to see a lot of, in the office buildings, no renewals of the leases. And there's going to be an office building bust. So while the markets are going up now, to us, it's a blip of a high. There's a lot more ahead that's going to continue to make conditions a lot worse, particularly the dot-com bust. And again, the facts are there. They're in your trends journal. And don't forget tomorrow, Salenti and the Judge. I'll be with Judge Andrew Napolitano, a real man. And he's going to be talking about habeas corpus and how they want to rob that from us too. So see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. And again, spread the word for people to subscribe to the channel. We're getting shadow banned. They don't like what I have to say. And I've gotten banned from a lot of others, from mainstream media to other people. I'm not going to say who, but you know the facts. I used to be on them all the time, and now I'm gone because I won't be totally pro-Trump. So thanks for tuning in, and keep freedom and peace as the main course of humanity. Thank you.